the hygiene hypothesis that basically states that the more you are exposed in an early age, the earliest children born by cesarean section don't have the privilege of getting colonized with normal bacteria through the birth canal, they end up having more medical, metabolic type issues. And just to make a final point about the dangers of antimicrobials, not just resistance, you screw up your microbiome. The microbiome is really essential in terms of who we are. There are 10 times more bacterial cells in our bodies than human cells. And for the most part, these are very good players. They work in a beneficial way with us. We've co-evolved over literally billions of years, or at least thousands, hundreds of thousands of years. And there's been epidemiologic demonstration that in the United States, those states that have the highest use of antimicrobials in children have the highest rates of obesity and subsequently diabetes. I think we have to pay a lot of attention to that.
We know that kids that are raised around animals, you know, these kids often, especially from a young age, often have pretty robust immune systems. And I often tell, we, family medicine, we take care of a lot of newborns and young children, and we typically will say to them, don't be so crazy with that 7-second rule where you've dropped the food, and if I pick it up, the joke from, it's okay, it's been on the floor less than 7 seconds, I can feed it them. You know, wash hands, make sure you teach your kids good hand washing technique, but let's not get too over the edge on this.
Dirt's good for you.
Dirt's okay.
Dirt's